The right to vote and the information you need to make that happen is just one of the reasons 89.1 WEMU brings you In the Public Interest. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we are joined once again by the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area to talk about raising voter awareness in advance of the upcoming deadline to register to vote for the August 7th primary. And here to talk about that is Paige Nong, a local League member and involved in multiple community activities. Welcome, Paige.
Thanks, Lisa. It's good to be here.
Well, we've got a primary coming up too. Tuesday, August 7th. Let's talk about that a little bit. Do you think people realize how important it is to participate in the primary?
I think people don't. I think it's kind of hard to pay attention. We have a lot of news coming at us 24
right.
hours a
yeah.
day. So it's kind of hard to pay attention to all these sort of steps that lead up to the general in November. But we do have a primary taking place on August 7th. This year, we also have some pretty contested primaries. Governor Snyder is term limited, so we'll be electing a new governor in November. There's a lot of activity in the primary races for both Democrats and Republicans this year, so there's a lot to pay attention to. There are also several congressional districts where there are contested primaries, and then there will be millage proposals, depending on which community you live in.
A lot of proposals. That has not yet been finalized, right?
No, not yet. Those will be finalized for the November ballot.
When you vote in a primary in Michigan, do you have to pick a party in advance?
You do not have to be a registered member of a party to vote in the primary in Michigan. In some states you do, but in our state you don't. What happens is you get one ballot with all the candidates for all of the parties. You have to vote within either Party A or Party B, but you don't have to walk in and ask for Party A's ballot or Party B's ballot. Everybody's on one, and you just vote within whichever party you want to vote for.
Do you think some people are not aware of that, and that might be keeping them away from voting?
I wasn't aware of it a few years ago. I didn't vote in the 2016 primary because I assumed that I had to be a registered member of a party. So now knowing this, I absolutely will be voting in the primary on August 7th because it's really important. We have a lot of non-competitive districts, so whoever wins their party's primary nomination is going to end up winning in November. That's kind of like our moment to give our input and have our voices heard is in the primary. So it's really important that people vote.
Do you think that's pretty unique to Washtenaw County, that that's how a lot of the races work?
Unfortunately, it's not. We have a lot of non-competitive districts in Michigan. We have a pretty significant gerrymandering problem. So one party's favored over the other. That means that whoever wins that party's primary in August becomes the winner in November.
Can you explain gerrymandering and in case people not sure what that means?
How it works in Michigan is after the census every 10 years, the legislature gets to draw the districts in Michigan, which means that politicians are sort of choosing their voters. They get to decide which voters they want voting for them in their election, which in states all across the country is causing huge problems with representation. You might be in a purple state where it's 48-47 for each party, but then your representation is really skewed one way or the other. It sort of dilutes the power of people's vote because politicians get to sort of section us up the way that they want.
Something that is currently still being worked on in Michigan.
Yes, there is a constitutional amendment proposed that will hopefully be on the ballot in November to create an independent citizens redistricting commission, which sort of follows the examples of California and Arizona. There are some other states who have done this, who sort of take the power out of the legislature and give it to an independent citizens commission.
We're talking to Paige Nong. She's a member of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. We got a primary coming up August 7th. Is there a deadline to register to vote for that?
There is absolutely a deadline. The last day you can register to vote in the primary on August 7th is July 9th. So your voter registration application has to be in to your clerk or secretary of state by July 9th if you want to vote in August.
Can you register online or do you have to go into the office?
You can print the form online,
okay.
And then you can either mail it in or bring it to your clerk or secretary of state. If you mail it in, you are going to have to bring photo identification with you on election day so that they can verify who you are.
We talked a little bit about the importance of voting in the primary, but are there other reasons why citizens should be concerned about voting, casting a vote during a primary election?
Yes, voter turnout in our last primary in 2016 was less than 18% of potential voters, which means that more than 4 out of 5 of potential voters didn't get a say in who was running for these positions. So it's extremely important that people remember to register in August.
How can we say that so people can really hear what you just said, that who's really deciding the issues that are happening and impacting our lives?
Yeah, so it's only 1 out of 5 registered voters in Washtenaw County that got to choose who was on the ballot for the general election. That's a really small percentage of our population, and it's important that all of our voices are heard so that our democracy is really representative of all of us.
How can voters learn about the candidates and the issues in advance of the primary?
It can feel a little overwhelming, especially when there are so many candidates, but there are lots of options for people to learn about them. So the League is hosting candidate forums to provide information for voters before the primary. We had one for the Ipsy City Council on June 26th, and we'll have a series of them for Ann Arbor as well coming up over the next few weeks. If you want to check those out or find the dates, those are all available at lwvannarbor.org, which is the League of Women Voters website.
And the League is also involved with some voter registration outreach activities. You want to tell us about some of those?
Yes, I coordinate the voter outreach component of our registration efforts at the League. So what we're doing is we're partnering with local community organizations to sort of provide them with whatever resources they think are valuable for their community. So we tend to do that in kind of two ways. There's education and sharing information, and then there's also direct registration assistance. So for education, we just kind of want to take the mystery out of registering and voting. We want to let people know what they need to register to vote. We want them to know what they need to bring with them on election day, how to get an absentee ballot. We just want people to have all of the information available to them. So we partnered with this organization called Nation Outside that supports the formerly incarcerated. And we learned from them that the vast majority of people with former felony convictions in Michigan don't even try to register to vote because they think they can't. That's true in a lot of states, but in Michigan, it's not. As soon as you are done with your sentence, even if you're on parole, on probation, you are absolutely allowed to register to vote. You still have that right. So we're trying to sort of spread awareness about that and share that information with the community. We're putting posters on buses. We're sharing it at the libraries. We're putting literature out, hanging posters. We just really want people to know that they have that right. So that partnership with Nation Outside has been really important in our work. And we're sort of taking the same approach with direct registration. So we talk with community organizations and hear what they want and what they need. If they just want some pamphlets, we can do that. If they want us to come set up a table and help people complete their registration forms and make sure they've got everything together, we do that too. We're working with the Delana Center, which is a homeless shelter and soup kitchen in Ann Arbor. So we go and we help people fill in their forms and let them know that they can register with a non-traditional address, for example. We want to be able to answer whatever questions they might have and help them access their right to vote.
Do you think people think voting is more complicated than it really is?
I think it can be pretty complicated to register. And there are some, if you have a non-traditional address or if you don't have a driver's license, it can be kind of intimidating. It's kind of hard to find that information. So we just want to give it to people in the easiest way possible.
How can you find out if you are registered to vote or where you need to vote?
There's a lot of information available at michigan.gov/vote. So you can go there to check on your registration status. You can find your polling place and look at a sample ballot, which is really helpful. So you can see exactly what you're going to be voting on in advance. It provides a lot of really valuable information. It also gives you instructions on how to register to vote and provides eligibility requirements.
And the League has a lot of information on its website as well.
Yes, vote411.org is the League's website that has nonpartisan information on all candidates.
We'll put that information, a link to that, on our website, WEMU.org. Paige Nong, thank you so much for your insight and information from the local League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. And we appreciate you joining us on In the Public Interest.
Thanks so much, Lisa.